And the last trend I'll share with you is the spiritual ecumenism. Charles P. Schleicher said, there are those who believe that the only universal religion to which men are fervently devoted, one which unites men in devotion to a single God and in a common brotherhood, will serve to overcome the divisions of men and the worship of the secular nation state. Translation, we don't like all these religions, so we've got to merge them together. You guys get Oprah Winfrey out here? No? Some people said yes, some people said no. I believe Oprah Winfrey is probably the most prominent spiritual leader in the world today. There's a lot more going on her show than weight loss tips and cooking tips and recipes. She's teaching a theology. What she blesses or endorses, like Rhonda Byrne's New Age book, The Secret, become runaway bestsellers. Just like that overnight. Oprah says one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing there's only one way. There are many, many ways to what you call God, she says. It doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not. There couldn't possibly just be one way. There couldn't possibly be only one way with millions of people in the world. What if you're in some remote part of the earth and you've never heard the name Jesus? Are you telling me you can't get to heaven? That's New Age. What she's saying is there are multiple paths towards God. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Buddhist, atheist. You just have to be sincere. And you know what the one sin is? Saying your way is the only way. That puts us out of sorts, doesn't it? What's our Bible say? I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You don't think we're going to have some form of persecution as this system comes into existence? We don't fit. The Bible doesn't fit. Here's a group started in the 90s called Evangelicals and Catholics Together. Let's just all get along, be co-belligerents against common enemies like pornography, and forget any theological differences that we might have had. I thought there was a Protestant Reformation. Was there not? Ron, am I right about that? Wasn't there something called the Protestant Reformation? Didn't we break away from the Catholic Church? And these people are acting like the Protestant Reformation never happened. That's the brainchild, and this is my last talk, so I'm just going to let it all hang out. It's Chuck Colson, a man who's done a lot of good. He's passed on now, so he knows better. But by the way, he was married to a Roman Catholic. That tells you something, doesn't it? Or the emergent church. The emergent church says this perspective will allow us to see Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant churches as various forms of the true church. Let's just merge it all together. And quit talking about Bible prophecy, you guys at this camp. You guys are troublemakers. You're dangerous people. Or, how do you like this one? Chrislam. Let's find common ground between Christianity and Islam. To me, that's like mixing oil and water. What has light in common with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among them and be separate. Where in the Bible are we told to build a bridge into the Catholic world, the Mormon world, the Islamic world? But you see, there has to be a merger of religions in order to be a world government. So you see all these trends. This is just a short list. You could add to it. But you get the flavor. Well, do you have any good news? Let's end on some good news, shall we? The good news is this kingdom of the Antichrist is being constructed, no doubt, but its day in the sun is temporary. According to Revelation 13, verse 5, it's only going to last 42 months. In fact, when God destroys this city and system at the end of the tribulation period, the whole thing is going to come crashing down in 1 hour. And it's going to be replaced by the stone that's cut without human hands that grows and grows and grows and forever fills the earth. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace or of the throne of David over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. It's a kingdom, as we've talked about, of perfect justice, world peace, peace in the animal kingdom, spiritual knowledge, headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. And here's the thing, and here's our message. You can transfer your kingdom allegiance right now. That's what we need to tell people. By believing in the Messiah, trusting in what He has done, in an instant, before God, a person's citizenship is transferred from the crashing, failing, tyrannical, despotic kingdom of the Antichrist into the kingdom of God, which can never fail. And God forbid anybody should be here and go through this conference and not be sure of their eternity. There's only one condition to become a Christian. It's faith. Faith means confidence or trust. And you can right now transfer your faith from yourself, from man, to God. You trust exclusively in Christ and what He has done. And that's what makes you a Christian. And if you haven't done that, and the Spirit convicts you, our exhortation for you is to do it right now, even as I'm talking. If you've already done it, it's still valuable information because you need to share this information with other people. If it's something you've already done and are doing, then on the authority of the Word of God, you've changed your eternal destiny. Well, I've enjoyed my time with y'all. You guys have been just a wonderful group and flock and congregation. We've seen the divine perspective on globalism, Satan's goal of instituting globalism, stage-setting events, and the good news. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful for things in Your Word like this that remind us of the times we're living in. I thank You for this wonderful conference and group that we've had. And I pray that You'll take these nutrients and vitamins that You've given us this weekend and fortify us and nourish us. Send us out now to be stronger ambassadors for You in these last days. I ask that Your hand of blessing would be on the Awake to Israel group, and You would continue to use this group to draw the wonderful people of Australia into the full counsel of Your Word. And we ask that You will accomplish this great work. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen.